Hey guys, welcome to another episode of The Awkward Adult. For past few days, I have found myself having difficulty in channeling a lot of my emotions that I have been feeling for some time now, and it resulted in being channeled as something negative, impacting my relationship with people. And most of the time, it's not difficult to label those emotions. That is, I won't say that the emotions are complex, but I fail to resolve them and get to the root of it. Maybe I'm not good at understanding my emotions, and it has resulted in mixing all those sadness, anxiety, fear, and anger into one giant emotion which I can't define. It's just an overall sad feeling that makes me feel hopeless and unproductive and makes me procrastinate living. Yes, you heard it right. It prevents me from living a life. To avoid having these feelings and to avoid feeling these feelings, I keep either watching something or listening to something in background while doing nothing, because thinking about it stresses me out. Don't get me wrong, I have a supportive family and friends who are there to listen to me, and I rant a lot, but yet sometimes I feel that maybe it is not working, and it led me to think, why is that even in this world of networking and connectiveness and freedom of speech to post anything and everything, we still feel more distant and distracted from our emotions and feelings? I have not felt these emotions in extreme per se, but I have seen people face it, and yes, in movies too. For instance, a week back I watched this movie Eat, Pray, Love, where the protagonist, that is a well-off writer, Elizabeth, has a perfect life with a good career and a loving husband, but one day she just cries to God and divorces her husband and goes for a year-long world tour to Italy, where she discovers food as a joy. In India, she discovers spirituality, and in Indonesia, love, in ways she had never before. And you know, it led me to think, this is not the first time I'm seeing a well-off main character bringing her or his life to a halt and going on a self-discovery spree and getting her emotions all right back, only to return back to her normal life to live in content. It is a feel-good movie, but in reality, this is not possible for normal people to just leave our daily life for a year and go discover food, spirituality, and love, right? I mean, I would love to have this experience, but who has that much financial stability, am I right? And even time. And there should be some other reason. I was stumped about what is going wrong with us dealing with emotions. Ever since the news of Sushant Singh broke the world, everyone has become a therapist or a good listener. I see in Instagram everyone talking about how to reach out to them to talk about things if they feel the need of talking to someone, and it is all good and nice. Everyone knows that there are people they can reach out to, professional and otherwise, to talk things out, but still, why is it so that most of us are still mentally ill? The problem is not just with people, that is the external world. The problem is also with us and our inability to channel our emotions in the correct way. We are never taught how we should channel our emotions that we feel. We are always taught that jealousy, sadness, grief, and anger are negative emotions and hence should be suppressed. But this suppression builds up over time, and it leads to this weird energy inside us. And the thing is that no one corrects us because no one knows how to channel them. We are human and we are programmed to feel these emotions, negative or positive. If we were not supposed to feel these emotions, they would have never existed at the first place. But no one gets that. People are so into spreading positivity that they just ask you to lock up and suppress all those negative emotions, which does more harm than good. That is the reason while we are here spreading positivity, looking good in Instagram and going here and there, those sad feelings still haunt us and we just return home to them, which is so tragic and sad. Let us face it, most families are dysfunctional. unless you are one of those lucky ones who have awoke parents who understand their emotion and also understand the importance of teaching their kids how to channel their emotion, most of us belong to those category who are just lost as much as our parents, because even they were not taught how to channel them. And all this build up suppressed emotions stored hidden in our unconscious or subconscious is what leads to anxiety and depression in our adult life. We achieve everything in our life, financial stability, a good spouse, maybe good friends, but still there is something at the back of our mind that keeps us from being happy while everything is going all good in our life and still we feel sad. For instance, I should tell you this tragic for my neighbor but funny for us story about our next door neighbor. So we shifted 2 years back, and so there's this baby or kid, very young, I think infant, who cries a lot and their parents fight a lot and they don't care that their neighbors are getting annoyed. And so, you know, every time their child cries, what her father says, no. So the father says no to this kid who cries, and we are sitting there like, what is wrong with this family? Emotions are messages from our unconscious aspects to our conscious ones. Emotions are tools. We are supposed to accept them and listen to their healing messages, says Carla McLean, and I totally agree. What is the first reaction of someone who sees you crying or getting angry? Their instant reply is, don't be sad, don't cry, or don't get angry. By saying this, we start associating it with something negative. Don't. The reaction to someone crying or being sad or angry should be to just keep your calm and maybe hug them and just sit by their side and be the channel to their emotions and just let them either cry or speak or just stay still or scream, whatever, like let them just channel it. See, honestly, even I don't know what we should do, but telling from my own experience, asking someone to not feel these emotions doesn't work. And for me, it works if the other person just freaking listens to me or maybe be a spectator to whatever tantrum I'm throwing. Because honestly, I just want some attention. Lol, just kidding. Or am I? No, I'm kidding. Anyways, the need of the hour for us is someone to show us the path to channel them. We are supposed to see the positive sides of things, but meanwhile, we should not totally ignore or suppress the negative side of things, because nevertheless, they exist. Read them, try to find out what these emotions that are called negative is actually trying to say to you. So, also, it is not always about expressing emotions. Channeling your emotions can be either internal or external. Internal is like talking about it with yourself and trying to figure it out on your own, while external means talking about it with other people. You got to see which one works out for you and try to do that maybe. When you are connected to only positive parts of yourself, you are dissociated, because no matter how negative, emotions are of your own. They are messages and you need to tend to them. Unless we are taught to feel both sad and happy emotions freely without feeling negative about it, we can't grow. We are supposed to tend to all our emotions, however negative, because that's a calling. Actually, guys, I am also learning about this, and that's how much I have learned so far. So I'll be making more episodes on this in future. I know it's a sudden end, but I'll talk about it when I come across more ideas or ways to channel our emotions. So that would be it for this week. Have a nice week ahead, and we'll meet again next week. So bye bye. Wow, 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 wow